shameful, White House statements on killings of Rachel Morin. Jocelyn Nungare failed to mention suspects are illegals. By Amy Furr on June 22, 2024. The White House is taking heat for statements on the deaths of a mother of five children in Maryland and a young Texas girl who were allegedly murdered by illegal aliens. The recent statements, which were short, did not comment on active police investigations regarding the two deaths, Fox News reported on Saturday. We extend our deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of Rachel Morin. We cannot comment on active law enforcement cases. But fundamentally, we believe that people should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law if they are found to be guilty, the White House's first statement read. The second said, our hearts go out to the family and loved ones of Jocelyn Nungare. We cannot comment on active law enforcement cases. But fundamentally, anyone found guilty of this type of heinous and shocking crime should be held accountable, to the fullest extent of the law. Republicans heavily criticized the statements and used them as an opportunity to blast President Joe Biden's disastrous border policies, which have hurt citizens. Among them was Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, who said, shameful. Innocent people murdered by illegal immigrants and the White House still refuses to accept responsibility. Morin's family recently said they were deeply touched that former President Donald Trump called them to offer his condolences after the mother of five was raped and murdered and her body dumped on the side of a trail in Maryland, Breitbart News reported Thursday. The suspect in Morin's case, 23-year-old Victor Martinez Hernandez, who is from El Salvador, was arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Meanwhile, two illegal aliens are accused of murdering 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare in Houston, Texas. Reports say the two men were released into the United States by Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, after crossing the southern border, according to Breitbart News. As Breitbart News reported, Venezuelan nationals 22-year-old Johan Jose Martinez Rangel and 26-year-old Franklin Pena were arrested and charged by the Houston Police Department with murdering Jocelyn Nungare in the early morning of June 17, the outlet said. In a social media post on Friday, Wesley Hunt, RTX, shared his sadness over the loss of Nungare. I'm the father of two young girls and what happened to Jocelyn Nungare is heartbreaking and makes my blood boil. The animals who did this deserve to rot in hell. When a nation welcomes illegal mass migration, it invites mass murder and we're witnessing the destruction every single day, he wrote. I hope the American people are watching this. Because you must vote in November like the lives of your children are at stake, because they are, Hunt added.